This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 10 people have been killed as relentless rainfall has triggered a flood emergency across the Jammu division. The Northern Railway has cancelled 18 trains to and from Katra, Udhampur and Jammu railway stations. All government offices except emergency services will be closed today. The Meteorological Department has predicted continued rainfall, heightening concerns of further inundation. The pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine was suspended as a landslide hit the route to the shrine atop Trikuta Hills, leading to death of 6 persons and injuries to 18 others. Rescue operations are underway near the Indraprastha Bhojanalaya at Ardh Kuwari, where the landslide hit. At least 4 people lost their lives and several properties were damaged in the last 24 hours in the Doda district due to heavy rains. The traffic on the strategic Jammu-Srinagar and Kishtwar-Doda national highways was suspended. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the situation in many parts of Jammu province was quite serious and instructions have been issued to place additional funds at the disposal of the deputy commissioners to cover emergency restoration work and other exigencies. Meanwhile, the Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for today. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD exam 2025 scheduled for today at BSF Palos Camp, Jammu. In Punjab, 7 districts have been put on high alert due to flooding in many villages there. The swollen Bias and Ravi rivers due to incessant rain for the last over 36 hours in many parts of state and downflow of rainy water from Himachal Pradesh have caused the flooding. Firozpur, Fazilka, Tarantaran, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot have been put on high alert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the Hansalpur-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat. He said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan. Mr. Modi said this success is motivating all states across India and a healthy competition has emerged among states regarding reforms and investment benefiting the entire nation. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has seized nearly 9 kilograms of narcotic drugs worth approximately 40 crore rupees in New Delhi under Operation Rainbow. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that one individual was apprehended during the operation. DRI carried out coordinated search operations at multiple premises in New Delhi's Mehrauli, based on specific intelligence on the smuggling of narcotics in small quantities, concealed in soft toys and using domestic courier networks. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, announcing the decision in a letter posted on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump cited the mortgage fraud allegations as the primary reason for her dismissal. According to media reports, Cook had recently come under scrutiny from Trump and members of his administration over allegations of mortgage fraud. The Justice Department has stated it will investigate the claims, which were initially raised by Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Poult. Maharashtra is to celebrate its biggest state festival, Ganeshotsav, beginning today on Ganesh Chaturthi. Cities and towns across the state are abuzz with last-minute preparations as pandals, markets and homes come alive with festive energy. In Mumbai, major Sarvajanik Ganesh Mandals, including the iconic Lal Bokcha Raja, Ganesh Gali Mandal, Andheri Cha Raja and Mumbai Cha Raja have completed elaborate decorations and final touches to the idols of Lord Ganesha. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the eve of Ganesh Chaturthi. In her message, the president urged people to celebrate the festival while conserving the country's environment and contribute towards building a cleaner, greener and more prosperous nation. Indian Olympian Sift Kumar Samra has created history by clinching the individual gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle 3-positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan yesterday. Sift scored 459.2 to take the top spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.